is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what's up with Michael Moore.
And I got some great news today, because I was trying to figure out, you know, how am I going to get Castro into the Oscars? And for me, he resigns today, so he can come to L.A. and go as my guest, and perhaps give the acceptance speech.
Castro.
You know? As long as he keeps it under 5 hours. I'm telling you, it's got to be a ratings grabber. Can you imagine him, like, showing up? Huh? If I could talk to Gil Cates and maybe get Castro in a dance number at the beginning of the show, great.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry, I have to laugh at that.
There you go, there he is.
Castro.
Shush.
You know what it's time for?
I guess the word is anal.
Really? You know what you need before that?
I better bring my rubbers.
Right, Regis.
Broadcasting from in of doors, the Don and Mike Show.
That was funny. That was funny.
Faggot.
What do you think now?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Did you think that was funny?
You're awful funny, aren't
you? Thank you. Let's bring in Robert the Mailman.
Oh, my God.
Hey. He's going to make his I know what this is. This is our Black History Month moment.
Right. Yes, it is.
With Robert the
Look,
Mailman.
He's got my God, he's got everything on a chair.
Last hey, Bob Mailman.
He's wheeling it in here.
How are you, Bob?
There he is.
February.
Robert the Mailman without his teeth.
He is toothless.
What's happening?
I've been kicked in the mouth since I got here.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month.
I love your Three Stooges shirt.
Thank you. I planned on coming here triumphant. Haven't been here in a while since last time it was just me and you.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad to see you. Mm-hmm. You're feeling better.
Yeah,
you're doing a lot better.
Doing great.
But, I just got kicked in the mouth by one of your coworkers.
Who?
What happened?
Your brother Buzz over there.
I don't understand.
What did he do?
Buzz and I have a strange relationship. Uh-huh. And it's gone on for years.
A good one, really, I think.
Certain things happen that we can't bring up, and it just happened again.
We swap stories, you know.
And we swap stories.
Do you keep your teeth out all day?
Yeah, man. We love Jay Samuels, the doctor down the street in Rockville,
uh-huh.
who pulled my teeth for free and gave me dentures.
Right.
And I'm going to see him in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
But
to get
they
things
aren't
fixed.
The most comfortable things to put in your mouth.
Well, he can fix that, can he?
He can help.
No, actually, you have to put them in. I've been told by people who have dentures, you have to put them in and let your mouth get used to it.
Shaped to them.
And in a year, and I think
doesn't you seem like you're doing that then.
No, I'm not very disciplined at all, and I really don't care what people think. Uh-huh. And I'm big and scary, so nobody ever says, hey, you don't have any teeth in your mouth. They just ignore it.
Uh-huh.
They really do.
But I have to tell you something.
I go to my security job. They don't say anything. I go to
but
the
it
post
gives
office.
You, can I, and don't get mad at me when I say this. It
softens you up.
It does soften you.
You know what?
It makes you more lovable.
I had a fight with a lady today.
It makes you seem more lovable.
It does. You
but
got,
I'm not lovable.
You know why?
You gotta stop that.
You have a natural smile on your
you
face.
You do. I swear to God. Uh-huh. It makes you smile naturally.
Well.
You can't be Robert the Angry Mailman because you've got to.
Or are you smile?
I'm angry now.
See, you look happy.
Well, then put your teeth in.
Do you have them with you?
They're in the truck, and I'm not.
Oh, go get
them. I don't have the glue to put them in.
Doesn't have his glue.
What do you need, poly grip?
Yeah, I don't have any poly grip. What do you want me to rat them around like karachis or whatever the thing?
Castanets, you mean?
Yeah. No, the other thing. Click clack.
Maracas?
Yeah, they're rattling my. I sound like.
You are so different without your teeth.
Well, this is the first time you've seen me without
I find him far less threatening.
Well, you want me to get my gun?
All right, so Robert the Mailman, thanks for that great email yesterday of the
kangaroo. I'm not sending you email.
What did Buzz? Wait a minute, we interrupted you. What did Buzz do to?
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
we can't really
you.
Even talk about it. But he kicked me in the nads.
Buzz, do you want to share any of that?
Well,
it's nothing really. I mean, if we don't, a friend, somebody I know, sent me a photograph of me and this friend. It was taken at the Christmas party.
And when I come in here, mm-hmm. I always have the veneer of a strong guy.
Right.
Yes.
Every once in a while, every blue moon, something bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just took, '08 has been great for me.
Good.
Really.
Good.
And all it took was Buzz walking in. And showing me, and I look up and I'm like, oh man.
That was not my intent.
Did he show you a picture of him?
Yeah.
From a party?
Yeah.
With somebody?
With somebody else?
And it was somebody, and that's what bothered you?
It's somebody that I happen to have a secret crush on.
Oh, really? Well, see, now that I didn't know. I'm very sorry.
Well, I haven't really? Said anything yeah. about it.
I hate this secret.
No,
why this?
Is it Colette Harris? Ah, now you're laughing.
Way to go, Don.
Now I made you laugh.
That's funny.
Buzz,
that's
would you like funny. To share the picture with us?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, just, there it is. It's some just odd reason.
Would you run it over here, please?
Moved,
sure.
But, yeah. Thank you.
Don, yeah, this who person
the hell
moved.
Is that?
F-R-A-M-E.
She's from...
He's got it in an F-R-A-M-E.
Well, that's how it arrived.
And oh,
it arrived
the person there. Sent it to him like that.
I don't know
which
if I've
that was
seen
a lovely
this
gesture.
Person.
Really.
Wow.
Yeah, no S.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
She sent it in an F-R-A-M-E, and it almost looks like you are a C-O-U-P-L-E.
Sounds like
you. And you keep it a W-O-R-K, yeah. which is an S-E-C-R-E-T.
It makes me feel like S-A-T.
Do we know this person? I don't think you do. No.
Buzz, I'm K-I-D-D-I-N-G-U.
Oh, God damn, you never Jesus. Disappoint me.
You're the coolest yeah, see, of cool.
You never, you never disappoint so cool. me.
Now you're, now
he's
you're
the
weird.
Friend you're the coolest, that gets, you know.
The coolest of cool
look,
cucumbers.
Look at the look.
Can I say
it? That doesn't disappoint me either.
Don, look. He's the friend that gets all the...
Yes.
No, I...
Tell me about it, Robert. Nothing, tell me about
we
it.
We went to that party together, pal.
Nothing here to get but friends.
This was at the CBS Christmas party?
Was that where it was?
Yeah.
I didn't. I never even saw this woman.
That killed
exactly.
me.
God, hey, you are good.
Don.
And
I know there's not a chance in hell for me, right? I'm realistic.
Wait a minute.
But it kills me that this mother.
Do you know this woman?
No, I wish I did.
Oh, you're just basing
I would marry her.
You're just basing it on the picture.
Uh-huh. No, but I've heard of her. I've heard of her. I've
so
seen
really?
Her.
So
she's, been in, Washingtonian Magazine.
Let me really? See. I didn't know that. So,
yeah. So you, well, of course you didn't, ass.
So you did you just pull this off your... Off,
it just
off,
showed it to
off
me.
Your ledge and showed it to
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like you know, it's not bragging.
No,
you're just
no
being
he's bragging. He's totally bragging.
You're just being buzzed.
It's I brag too.
It's sharing joy.
I would
that's
brag too.
Yeah, right.
The beautiful picture I had of me and a chick at an appearance, and she had it framed and everything.
Sent it to her with a,
you know,
a
we
letter.
Got to the Christmas party and he vanished.
Well, there was a lot of work to be done.
He vanished
probably into a car.
Where was I? I was up like in the captain's cabin.
We were on a boat. I couldn't go to my.
I was up on the bridge. Boy, that's all boy. I think I got to do.
Wow,
it kills me. So, it really bothered me. Really,
so he greated you with this.
Yeah, you know.
Now I understand what you're saying, Robert.
He kicked me in the mouth, and I don't right. even
you know what you're
out.
Saying.
Poor
here's,
judgment.
Here's a guy. He's a happily married guy. His wife knows that he gets his picture taken with the chicks. It's not a big deal.
Right.
Here's the thing, for a guy like Robert, he's out there. Trying to get laid.
Please.
Would love to be with a woman like this.
He does all right. He does all right.
I got my picture taken with that chick, the chick on TV.
Julie Wright?
Yeah, Julie Wright.
Okay, I thought I'd mention that.
How come she didn't frame it and send it to you, Mike?
I didn't even see this woman.
Hey,
that's
Mike,
what makes him
Mike.
So goddamn sneaky and good.
Mike and
I
Don,
admire it.
I got two words for you.
Buzz.
Two words for you.
What?
Bowling alley. And that's an inside joke. I'll tell y'all
Bowling alley?
Bowling alley.
Okay. Bowling alley.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. He's pointing at Buzz.
Yeah. Yeah. It might not be that inside. There. I think we all might understand that joke.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway.
Who doesn't love to bowl?
Yeah, who doesn't love old Robert?
Yeah.
Lucky strike.
Oh, boy. You know, let me just say something here.
See?
This.
He's would, trouble, isn't he?
This would not have happened. If you didn't have to be a show off,
hey, at Buzz hey and this is worth
you know,
the
right.
bowling alley.
If you're right.
If you remember the bowling alley,
yes.
that was.
Shut up about the bowling
alley. Right, enough with the bowling
I'm pretty sure
See?
Buzz wants you to shut up about
okay,
the bowling
anyway,
alley.
Anyway,
Rob, you can take a Buzz's
happy,
picture back over
black,
to him.
Whatever.
Happy
Black History Month.
You know,
we're almost at the end of it.
Oh, you got an extra day this year.
He always does. He always does.
We always like to have you on the last day of the month.
Yeah.
And this year there's an extra day. There's 29 big days. Hey, Rob, did you know he had that framed picture?
I'd seen it, yeah.
Did you ever ask Buzz, like, is that your cousin or something? Or
I really doubt it's his cousin.
Wow.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I don't see him.
Then again.
Man.
Yeah.
So can I just ask you one more question?
Sure.
That person sent you the picture?
Yeah.
And a note.
And a note.
Oh.
Well, I think, you know, it just got back from the developer. And
did you show Robert
nice
the note?
Oh, please.
Gesture.
I would have just left.
No.
If he showed me, I'd just left.
You killed me.
You know what?
You know, see, Buzz, this is nobody's fault but your own because you,
I know.
You can't
I know.
Be running. As soon as Robert's here, you can't but be running
kudos.
Outside going, hey, look at this picture of me with a hot chick.
Oh,
what do you think of this?
Robert's spot on with that. I mean, Robert is absolutely spot on. I react the same. Yeah, it's instant jealousy.
I'm sorry.
Instant jealousy.
And they kicked me, see, and the fact that I actually like this girl. I mean,
I
don't have a chance in hell.
Robert, right.
You know, she's somebody I might even put the teeth in for, you know, to take her out.
Well, you won't put them in for us. That's for sure.
Well, I dated you before. Anyway, I mean, it's like, you know, in the back of my mind, it's like, God damn, yeah. Buzz. Mm. Does it
I'm
ever
sorry.
End?
Leave the guy when he's
poor,
down.
Poor judgment on my part.
We're
I simply
riding meant, on the trim line.
Just wanted to share some joy. That's
yeah,
all.
You certainly sure. are, buddy.
Special
you
friendship
certainly.
That we have.
You know, really, he ought to have those beads that you have in the doorway.
Yeah,
in the doorway
yeah.
to his studio,
so,
and
no,
he ought
no,
to have
no,
incense
on his zipper,
burning
on
and
his
everything.
Zipper. That's what he needs.
What, are Mike and I your two queen friends? I made us the last time I checked. We're both hetero.
Uh-huh.
We have nipples. Can you milk us? How come you don't show Mike and I a picture of you with a hot chick? How come it's got you?
That's the relationship me and Buzz have.
Me and Buzz finding out.
I know. I understand. I always say me and Buzz get along from day one.
Yeah.
And me and him we have talks. He's a great guy. We exchange books. He's
we
given
do.
Me books.
Exchange pictures.
I gave him books.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't exchanged pictures yet.
Right.
I've been that lucky. I might send him something back from
well, you
Australia.
Go in there, you go into Buzz's office, and he's got that computer with a great little screensaver, and it's always like this nude sketch.
Oh, no. Yeah. That
and it always smells like a hotel room.
That wouldn't be allowed under corporate rules if that were true.
That wouldn't be allowed. Oh, of course. Of course.
Sneaky son of a gun.
I misremembered,
is.
Buzz.
That's right.
Hey, I misremembered.
So let's move
I
on.
I think he yeah. misremembers.
Yeah. I'd like to give my condolences to you about Clink.
Oh, thank you. Clink was a sweet nice. Dog.
Yeah, I'm too bad I never got to meet him.
But, all right, because you never got to come to my
house.
Yeah,
ironically, best of that day was our bet. Which you originated.
I told you I'd pay off that.
You have never.
You're the one that said forget the bet.
No, no, no.
You said forget the bet.
I listened to Best Of Again. You brought it back and we brought it back.
June 1st, I'm going to.
I knew that was coming.
June 1st, you and I at Ben's Chili Bowl.
You won't.
On June 1st.
That's not your house.
As soon as I don't have to worry about the pressure of this job, you and I will meet at my favorite lunch spot, Ben's Chili Bowl.
That is not.
We'll discuss the events of the day as I do with all of my homies.
And you would not show up in Northwest D.C.
I would too.
To eat Ben's Chili Bowl.
I would too.
I heard Best Of Again. It was wonderful. And you were egging me on. They were egging me on.
Yes.
Mike didn't want to let you off the hook.
Are we talking about the bet last year about the Miami Heat?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I caved and said, yeah, come on over to the house. And you're the one that said, just forget it.
No, I said the last time we talked about the bet, we said, let's have it sometime in in January.
All right.
After the playoffs.
Come on over.
Have you lost weight?
A little bit.
You look good.
Crack. Like it. It's crack.
Crack? Good.
What are you doing this weekend?
Good for you.
Oh, I'm busy this weekend. But what about next weekend? I'm busy next week. About the weekend after that? I'm serious.
I'll be in New Zealand by then.
Now
you're traveling again?
Yes, sir.
Are you right. actually going to box a kangaroo?
I'm going to try to do everything.
That's cool.
I got a kick-ass vacation, buddy.
I can tell you, Robert.
Now, you misread my email from December.
The first one, the email you sent me yesterday, cracked my ass up.
With the kangaroo.
With the
kangaroo. I knew you'd love
with
that.
With the kangaroo pleasuring himself with the
but
guys doing a news report. Oh, it's great.
You have such ADD. When you read my original letter.
Yes.
I told you.
You have
my,
such ADD. Though.
My mortgage went up. Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. Not 500%.
But you have one of those? Did you have one of those subprime loans?
I sure did. I had
you
all
did?
Came due. Yeah. Wow.
Really? So you got screwed like all those other people?
You sent me an email like it was the end of the world that your car payments are upside down. Your
somebody
house payments.
Somebody broke into my truck on Thanksgiving. Yeah. Broke into the Yukon. Stole some TVs out the back. Mm. I was in a almost financial ruin.
And this is a guy, and you still have two jobs, correct?
Three.
You have three jobs.
I had three
so
jobs.
It's not like you lost your job or anything. This
no.
is just because of, well, this is.
Because of the arm, because of a couple of other things. But
well, give us the numbers as far as where you were, as far as your house payment, and what it was going to go up to.
Mortgage went up $500, put it at $2,500.
Okay.
Subsequently, it would have went up 3% every 6 months. So it would have been $800, then $1,200.
You're like millions of Americans.
Right. Mm. So I got my house appraised, and I got a loan.
Luckily.
A set rate loan. I had my house appraised
did you go to
30
payday?
Days later.
Did you go to payday?
Mm-hmm. No, PayPal. You know, with a brother with a job to credit. You know.
Are you talking about one of the commercials we see on daytime television?
I love the one where they have the kid that looks like Justin Timberlake.
Oh, it's great.
And he fans the $50 bills. Like,
right.
Now I can drive my car.
Oh, incidentally, and may I put my hands together for Howard G., who I believe has created the finest Senate insurance commercial I have ever
what is
seen.
It? What's the new one?
He's got his grandmother at a podium, you know, who, and he's got another one where his grandmother is sleeping, and of course his grandmother has a mustache because it's also Howard G.
Oh, no.
And grandma's having a dream where she's just saying "kiss my bumper" in the dream, and I just wanted to compliment him on that. I love local commercials. I love me.
What are you doing, Robert?
Commercials.
No, I dropped some on the floor.
Gotcha.
So I also had booked this vacation without having the money. It was an Eddie Murphy moment.
You don't take cheap vacations.
You wrote that in the email as well. You sent me an email that said $5,000 in debt from my vacation to Taiwan.
No. I was $5,000. Yeah, that's a different story. I booked this trip.
See, I read your emails, ADD.
You got it wrong.
But you sent me so many.
I booked the trip, and the trip was $12,000. Now, in order to...
Why are you spending $12,000 on a trip?
Because I can, Don.
Well, I thought...
Just like you take trips.
Hold on a second. I don't send you emails saying, listen, I'm not going to be able to make my house payment because my house payment is going up 500% a month. My car just got broken into.
You said it again. 500%? $500. Anyway, hey, I don't care. Life is short.
Well, New
friend.
Zealand is a whopper of a vacation.
Important call for Robert the Mailman. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Robert. Do you know who this is?
No, I do not.
This is the diabetes calling you. Why are you ignoring me?
Diabetes? last illness I had. What did I have,
just
Mike?
Said on the screen, important call for Robert.
I had salmonella.
It was a guy who was diabetes calling.
What the hell is that?
Just some guy.
What the hell is that? It's diabetes calling.
I don't know.
Remember, I have diabetes.
I know. A guy, and somebody remembered that and was busting your balls about it.
Last time I was here, we were talking about the salmonella.
This is important, too. Hello. That's right. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
No, Tom.
Hey.
No.
What do you want, Tom?
No.
Hey,
I'm better than you, Tom. I'm better than you, Tom.
We got to hit a break. When we come back, we'll hear about your trip.
Okay.
Be right back with more Robert the Mailman.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Keep those pictures to yourself, you bastard.
I'm stud. Poor judgment. Really.
It's not so much shift. You're a bastard. You have to be a tasteless bastard. Why, she couldn't get laid in a lumber camp.
Hello, sweetie.
Where to?
Gold. This is the Don and Mike Show.